We all could use some encouragement. We'll find it together today in the Bible-based preaching of Dr. Don Wilton, all about giving extravagantly. I know some of you are backing up already thinking, did he say giving extravagantly? Yes, he did. Dr. Wilton's message today on giving extravagantly is not what you think it's going to be. Let me just leave it at that. And we'll dive into that in just a moment with Dr. Wilton. But I'll tell you what is an extravagant mindset of our whole team here is the idea that we believe in prayer. We believe that we should be praying extravagant, unthinkable prayers and watching God work beyond our normal expectations. We'd love to pray with you and for you as well. Our phone number is 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. And we're here not just during the broadcast, but 24 hours a day to pray with and encourage you. Now, Dr. Wilton.
Some of you, and I'm being right down the line with you today. Some of you are you're looking for meaning in life. Jesus is the one. I promise you, I'm telling you, when you turn your life over to Christ, look, the first thing you do is you give your heart to Jesus. You're forgiven of your sin and your name is written in God's book in heaven. You have a wonderful peace. That's the beginning point. We want you to come, put your roots down, get involved in life groups, small groups. Every one of you need to be in a small group. Be faithful in church. Be loyal to your church. Worship God. Prioritize. But here it is, folks. Give extravagantly. Now, I'm going to explain what that means, because I'll guarantee you most of you think I'm just talking about money, right? Wrong. 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 Giving extravagantly in God's economy involves so much more than our little mere human limitations. So here's what I want to do. I want to give you just a moment to do this. You need to open your Bible to Isaiah chapter 44. So I'm going to just give a moment here, because some of you are going to be going through the New Testament for the entire time that I speak. Isaiah is in the Old Testament. And I really want you to find that on your app, on your mulberry or your strawberry or your raspberry. There's a hard copy of the Bible in the pew if you want one. I want you to look at Isaiah and chapter 44. Now, let me just say this. This is all I'm going to say to you. Okay. Back then, in this time, Jerusalem was almost but destroyed. It was in ruins, and the people were scattered all over the place. Their politics was in a shambles. They were all sitting in fear and trepidation because November the 7th... I'm getting confused here. Back then, in those days... All the way back then, this is centuries ago, Jerusalem was in a shambles. The people were disunified. They were spread out and scattered. And God showed up. God made a statement here. God made a statement. It's an amazing thing. You know, yesterday, I don't go to Twitter very often, as some of you probably know. I've got thousands of people who follow me, but I don't go there all that often. But I put on my Twitter account yesterday, so go and have a look at it if you want to. And I said something like, why don't we, this election, use Twitter to actually do what God tells us to. And I had a hashtag there that said, if my people pray. Of course, that comes from 2 Chronicles. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, seek my face and pray, then I will heal. That's why I did that. What if all over America, hashtag went out, just hashtag, if my people pray. People say to me all the time, oh, I'm getting bombarded with it. What are we going to do? How are we going to do? When? All this kind of stuff's good stuff. I just put that out on Twitter. Let's just do, as believers, as Christians, let's just hashtag, if my people pray. In Isaiah 44, God makes an announcement about what God is going to do concerning the destruction of Jerusalem and the scattering of the people. He gives a solution, and it has everything to do with giving extravagantly. Let me read it to you. Isaiah chapter 44 and verse 24. Thus saith the Lord, your Redeemer, who formed you from the womb. I am the Lord, who made all things, who alone stretched out the heavens, who spread out the earth by myself. I am the one who frustrates the sign of liars and makes fools of diviners, who turns wise men back and makes their knowledge foolish, who confirms the word of his servant and fulfills the counsel of his messengers, who says of Jerusalem, she shall be inhabited, and of the cities of Judah, they shall be built, and I will raise up their ruins. I am the one who says to the deep, be dry, I will dry up your rivers. Who says of Cyrus, that Cyrus the Great, he is my shepherd. That's the Cyrus who in verse 45 is called God's anointed one. He says of Cyrus, he is my shepherd and he shall fulfill all my purpose, saying of Jerusalem, Jerusalem shall be built, and of the temple your foundation will be laid. And we know from history that that's exactly what happened, because God determined it that way. When you look at this issue of giving extravagantly, and we're asking ourselves, where do we fit into this? What does it mean? What does it mean? What does the word give extravagantly? What does it mean? It essentially means four things. Number one, it means to pray extravagantly. By the way, did you know the greatest thing you and I can do, bar none, is just to pray, but extravagantly? That means go for it. Go all out. And believe when you pray. Number two, it means to serve extravagantly. The smallest random act of service carries some of the greatest impact. I was driving down the road a couple of days ago, a lot of traffic, and I was turning into the side of a street. There was a lot of traffic. And I looked out the left corner of my eye and a lady started to cross the road, and she obviously had restrictions in her walking, and she probably had some other kinds of limitations. And she didn't know that she had to wait for that light there to turn green for her to go this way. She just began to walk across, and there was this stream of traffic. And so as I began to turn with all the traffic coming, I stopped, opened my car door, stopped that traffic, walked across the road, said, can I help you, ma'am? And I just walked her, made sure she was on the other side of the road. Read my lips. I honestly could not have cared less if half of Cairo, Egypt was waiting to come through. There was a lady there crossing the road. You know what I came to discover? I think everybody felt the same way. But I wouldn't give anything for what she said to me. I can honestly tell you she didn't know me from a bar of soap. Once I got to the other side, she decided it was time now for her to start sharing her entire life story with me. I was waiting for the State Troopers Association to show up and issue me a ticket. Can I say this lovingly? Bring on the ticket. But they wouldn't have done that. Look, all this stuff can go on in the world. When God gets involved in people's lives, they give extravagantly, which means you pray extravagantly. It means you serve extravagantly. Yes, number three, just to the relief of someone here today, you fund extravagantly. Fund. Watch me. Send me a letter if you'd like. You know something that really I noticed during an election year? It boggles my mind. Almost every day you'll read, they raised 10 million, 20 million. They went to this fundraiser, they raised this amount. And the amounts of money that go in, and I understand all of that. Could I just have a little conversation with you about a little old lady walking across the street? I'm going to tell you something. Are you ready for this? I'm going to tell you where my money's going to go. You can call me until you're blue in the face. Giving extravagantly means to fund extravagantly. That's how these people do this. That's how we do this. That's what's going on at the bridge. That's what's going on down the road here. That's how we get these backpacks. That's how we feed the children through the ministry centers. That's how we operate. That's how we take care of people. We do it. You can count on me. Can I count on you? Can God count on you? Friends, watch me. I want us this year to be unapologetic about two things. I want us to fund the ongoing budget of this church. Every one of us needs to step it up. Every one of us needs to step it up. If you've given that much of your tithe, give that much. If you give 10%, give 12%. If you've never tithed, start. Start somewhere, because God will bless you. And we're going to fund the Global Missions Fund, which is over and above. We should be giving $1 million to that. We should be supporting people from right here in Spartanburg. We should be sending out. We should be buying bottles of water. We should be buying clothes and filling refrigerators. In my heart, you know what I want to do right now? I want to get a team together. And I want to send a team to Haiti. I want to get somebody out there. Why have we got to wait until next July? We need to fund extravagantly. We need to go extravagantly. That's what it means. To give extravagantly means to pray, to serve, to fund, and to go.
You're listening to Dr. Don Wilton, and more as we unpack that word extravagantly, what it is to not just give and fund extravagantly, but to live and go extravagantly. Perhaps the Lord has already stirred your heart on some areas that you have just been doing okay. There used to be a commercial about the idea of, well, this is the just enough insurance that just barely covers things. Well, I pray that you and I would live our Christian lives beyond the just enough. You know, we know that our relationship with Jesus Christ, as we invest time and energy in it, it grows and blossoms. What in your Christian life needs an extra infusion of intentionality so that you would be able to be more of an extravagant giver and lover and server of the Lord Jesus Christ? I pray that you would realize one of our joys here at the Encouraging Word is helping you in the next step, whatever that next is. Perhaps there's some resources we can put in your hands that help you with daily discipline. One of my personal favorites is the Daily Encouraging Word Bible Guide. We make it available in a quarterly version, a little small thing you can put over your visor. I've got dear friends that every day during carpool line, they're studying God's Word with Dr. Don in that particular version. I get it emailophonically. You can sign up for that online at TEW online right now. That's TEWonline.org. And you'll find the opportunity there to sign up for Dr. Wilton's email every single day. And with that taste of God's Word, that nudge, you begin to build some discipline in your life that helps churn out our extravagant living for Jesus. Again, we'll get back to Dr. Don's message in just a minute, but he wants me to remind you, we're here 24/7 to pray with you, 866-899-9673, or online at TEWonline.org. Let's dive back in with Dr. Don.
So what happened with Isaiah? What was it about Isaiah? He had an extravagant expectation. in the light of what God was saying. Why did he have an extravagant expectation? Verse 24, because he saw God as our creator. There are three operative words there. God made, God stretched, and God spread out. God did it all. And Isaiah understood that this is who God is. There's nobody else that can make, stretch, and spread out the heavens and the earth. Only God does. Why did he have an extravagant experience? Because he saw God as our creator. But he also had an extravagant experience because he saw God as our sustainer. That's what verse 25 is all about. Again, there are wonderful words that the Lord God gives to us. God is our sustainer. He holds us together. He makes happen what happened. Look at the operative words. He foils. He makes. He overthrows. He turns. He carries out. He fulfills. Let me run those by again, all right there in verse 25. He foils, he makes, he overthrows, he turns, he carries out, he fulfills. He's our sustainer. What was it about Isaiah? Isaiah had this incredible, extravagant expectation. Jerusalem was in ruins. The people were scattered. People were in need. There were refugees everywhere. Babies were being killed left and right. Children were homeless. There were orphans everywhere. People were crying out. They didn't know what to do. And Isaiah had an extravagant expectation because he saw God as creator. He saw God as our sustainer because he saw God as our redeemer. In verse 25, he decrees, he rebuilds, and he restores. He is the rejuvenator. I love that. All these broken lives, Isaiah understood that. What hope is there in this world? Do we really think the White House is going to fix America? Come on, people. We know better than that. Isaiah had an extravagant expectation because he saw God as our creator and God as our sustainer and God as our redeemer, but he also saw God as our commissioner. Look what happened right there in verse 28. Bible says that God went to Cyrus and said, I'm going to raise up Cyrus as my shepherd and I'm going to use him. What does that tell us? What does all this mean? It means that God made us. It means that God saves us. It means that God prepares us. It means that God commissions us. Give extravagantly? You bet. That's what I want my life to be. So my beloved congregation, my precious friends, partners, my neighbors, my people, we the people, those of us who rub shoulders together and live together and eat together and cheer on our teams together and go to school together and walk down the streets together and serve one another together, those of us who pray together and serve together and fund together and go together, give extravagantly. I want you to think about yourself for just a moment, just a moment, just a brief moment, because I think this is what we must do. This is how this affects you and me. Number one, understand your own ex. Number two, own your own ex. Understand who you are. All of us. You know, we're men and women and we're black and we're white and we're tall and we're short and we're rich and we're poor and we're teachers and candlestick makers. But hey, come on, guys. Understand your own ex and then own it. Because God is going to use you. It may be something as small as walking across the street and helping someone cross the road. Own your own ex. Number three, define your own ex. Define it. Put a definition on it. Call it what it is. Number four, surrender your own ex. Would you do that with me today? If we're going to give extravagantly, surrender your ex. Give it up. Say, oh, Lord, I take my hand off myself because you are my creator. You are my sustainer. You are my redeemer. You are my commissioner. You're the one who made me and saved me and prepares me and commissions me. That's what happened in Isaiah's case. We're looking at that X. This is very individual and very personal. Understand your own X. Own your own X. Define your own X. Surrender your own X. Now, you ready for this one? Here's the tough one. Everybody ready? Stretch your own X. Stretch it. Stretch it. You want a great life? Do you know what it means to stretch your own X? It means to go beyond the borders of your own limitations. You want to stretch your X? Some of you might look at me today and say, Pastor, you got a word for me? If for no other reason, I want to tell you, you can look at life and see the broken buildings and all the challenges and all the blessings and all the things that you and I deal with. When you see that X, when you see who you are in the center of God and all that He's done for you, the one who made you and saved you and prepares you and commissions you, and you're willing to understand and to own and define and surrender, you get to the point at which you say, you know what? I'm going to stretch my X. I'm going to do just a little more than what I think I'm capable of doing. When you do that, you'll go beyond the border of your own limitation. And folks, you can do it, man. Parents, teach your kids to do more than what they think they're capable of. If they are C students, let them see that they can get a B. If they B, let them see they can get an A. I'm telling you, you'll be surprised. You'll be surprised. You really think God is limited by our limitations? Stretch your own X. Go beyond the border of your own limitation. I'm just telling you, that is the most exciting place to be. I want us as a church to go beyond the border of our limitation. I want to go beyond the border of my own limitation. I want you to go beyond the border of your own limitation and give extravagantly. I want to do more. I want to go more. I want to serve more. I want to fund more. I want to be more. I want to worship more. I want to be your friend more. I want to see you more. I want to love on my kids more. I want to be around more. I want to live with life with a capital L more. I want to enjoy food more. Do you get it, folks? I'm not willing to settle for the funk. I'm not willing. I'm not going to. God came down upon the rubble of Jerusalem and He said, don't you worry about a thing. I got this.
What a powerful message. You've been listening to Dr. Don Wilton, and I circled in my head when he said that, settling for the funk. Are we settling? There is no need to settle in our attitude, in our understanding of what it is to be called by Jesus Christ. And if you find yourself settling, let's talk about it. Let's pray about it. Let's pray you through that funk, as Dr. Don would say, and watch God deliver you in an extravagant way. Our phone number is 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. Not just now during the broadcast, but anytime, day or night, we'd love to pray with you and for you. I do pray you've jotted it down or will store it in your cell. Make us a contact, 866-899-9673. We are the Encouraging Word and would love to encourage you on the phone and otherwise. And before we get away, you know, all of our relationships begin with the very first saying yes to that relationship. Would you take a minute and think about this question from our pastor and chief encourager, Dr. Don Wilton?
Are you ready to give your heart and life to the Lord Jesus Christ? Why don't you pray this prayer with me right now? Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner, and I know that Jesus died for me on the cross. Today, I repent of my sin, and by faith, I receive you into my heart. In Jesus' name. My friend, I welcome you today into the family of God. This is exciting news.
If God's spoken to you, I pray you would pick up the phone and let us pray with you. We would love to celebrate if God's maybe given you that fresh new start as a follower of Jesus Christ. Maybe you rededicated your life, or maybe you have some questions and want someone to talk with you, pray with you, and encourage you in the next steps. We stand ready to do that right now at 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. We'd love to keyboard to keyboard connect with you as well. That's all easy to do on our website at tewonline.org. That's T-E-W for The Encouraging Word, tewonline.org. Also, a great opportunity to discover more of who we are and how God has called us out to be involved in ministry that every single day sees someone give their hearts to Jesus Christ. If you'd like to be a prayer supporter or financial supporter, here's Liz with details on what it is to become an encourager.
We are in a critical time in our nation. Religious freedom in America is under an ever-increasing attack like never before. We cannot close our eyes and ears to what is going on in our world. Did you know that one person can make all the difference in the world for someone who is channel surfing, unknowingly looking for truth? You can be that one person by becoming an Encourager ministry partner. We all have unsaved friends, loved ones, and people we don't even know all around us that need to hear the gospel. Together, we can do much to impact the world for Jesus Christ. Make a commitment to help spread the gospel in 2020. Call us at 866-899-WORD to request an Encourager brochure today. We would love to have you partner with us. The Encouraging Word is a viewer and listener supported ministry that trusts in God to supply our needs through people. Thank you for listening today.
Receiving the Sunday service sermons on CDs is most welcome, and I share them afterwards with friends around the country whose lives have multiple family situations. I hear many outstanding pastors on two Christian stations, but Pastor Wilton is the best. The congregation is very fortunate.
It's been a great week of encouragement all, but we're launching into a wonderful weekend as well. Live streaming all day. Sunday morning, we begin at 8:30 and go till past noon. If you'd like more details on those live streams, just visit our website, tewonline.org. That's tewonline.org. The Encouraging.